I'd like to welcome to the studio this evening Rhea Davidson. She's Vice President and co-founder of the Dragonfly Foundation. And Donna Thorman. She's Vice President of People's First Savings Bank, and she's also co-chairing the third annual Hearts for Dragonflies Gala, which takes place this Saturday, February 15th, up in Mason. Welcome, both you guys, to Around Cincinnati.
Oh, we are so glad to be here.
Yeah, I'm so glad to meet both of you. I've heard about the Dragonfly Foundation for the last several years. Tell us, Rhea, why don't we start with you? Because you've been there since the beginning, and it's quite a compelling story.
Oh, thanks. We are a local nonprofit. We're not a national organization. We were started in Cincinnati in 2010. Our mission is to bring comfort and joy to kids and young adults up to age 30 who are enduring cancer or bone marrow transplants at Cincinnati Children's Hospital specifically. And everything that we do is meant to distract not only the patients, but their siblings, the caregivers, could be their offspring if they're 25 to 30. Some of them have kids. But all of them, to give them an opportunity to just forget for a moment that they're dealing with this illness alone, because it's really a very personal thing when you have cancer. You tend to not want to talk about it. It's hard to ask for help, even though you need it so desperately. And the hospital is pretty much hand-tied because of HIPAA. They can't tell you that in the room next door to you, there's someone who has the same illness that your child does. And so what we really do is try to find opportunities for them to build a community, not only with each other, but with the community in general who want to help, whether it's a volunteer or a mechanic who is out there who'd be willing to come to the rescue of a family who's in trouble. There's all these people that want to help, and we try to make it happen.
So things are always changing.
We have 12 programs that stay the same, but every day there's something new, because you might have a situation where if a husband leaves the family, just can't take it anymore. We've had that happen several times, and we've also had one mom leave. But when you have a child who said, if I didn't have a brain tumor, daddy wouldn't have left, all those things come with a cost, not only to the family, both financially, but emotionally. And if we can send them to an event where they get to go see the Cyclones game in our suite, and they might meet another family who's going through the same kind of marital struggles or the same kind of physical or emotional problems that this family's having, it's a way to just distract them from their situation.
So you're connecting dots.
We do every single day.
Donna, you're a volunteer.
Yes, I am.
You must have been compelled by the mission of the foundation to get involved.
Absolutely. And I think I was actually the first volunteer.
She really was.
Yeah. And I'm on the board as well.
Well, you're co-chairing the gala.
Yes.
And that's a lot of work. Third annual, so I bet you you're getting bigger and better every year.
Yes, we have room for 300 this year, and we already have about 250 people committed.
Tell us about it. What's going to happen at the gala?
Well, it starts at 6 p.m. It's at the Marriott Northeast and goes till midnight.
And that's in Mason.
In Mason. And we have live music. We have a casino. We have live auction and a silent auction. It's a sit-down dinner. Starts with a one-hour kind of happy hour hors d'oeuvres and
open bar.
Yes.
People seem to like that a lot.
And lots of surprises. We have some surprise guests who will be there that evening.
Of course, Marty Brenneman is going to be there. We're very excited to have him
join
us again.
Well, you're honoring him and his wife this year. He has really stepped up for you guys, hasn't he?
He's been amazing from the very moment that he decided on his own to wear our shirt that day when he shaved his head back in August of 2012. He single-handedly put us on the map and really, I think, raised the awareness about the need to care while we wait for a cure. So many people race for the cure, find the cure, do the cure, be the cure, which is great. We need it. But I think if people understood the day-to-day trauma of treatment, they would be compelled to just try to do everything they could to support these families as they go through this.
You are affiliated with Cincinnati Children's.
Yes.
You're working with them. Can you just explain a little bit of how you integrate?
How we help. Absolutely. We work to enhance the quality of life programs that they have at the hospital. So whether it's providing toys for the activity room, sky panel light fixture covers for the fluorescent light so that it looks like kids are staring at a skylight instead of a fluorescent light. We've provided 26 laptops to the hospital. Gosh, tens of thousands of dollars of video game systems. We've had just all kinds of things that really help round out the patient experience. And that doesn't even include like shavers for shaving kids' heads when they lose their hair in the hospital and books about hair loss and different things that we really try to take what is already so wonderful about this truly undervalued resource that's in our community, but really work to bring it up. And the hospital has even credited us with helping them to become the number one cancer hospital in the country. And they deserve every single accolade they get.
And that was just this past year that they were named.
Correct. Yeah. And St. Jude's is number 5. And most people assume that St. Jude's is the number 1 cancer hospital. But thankfully, I think all the hard work that has been put into not only the infrastructure, the organization and the personnel and the achievements that are made by this hospital, it's a wonderful thing.
Donna, you said you were the first volunteer?
Yes. I knew Rhea from working together, and she was calling me, and it started out with Play-Doh.
Yeah, we wanted to do a toy drive. And now we have 12 programs. We have a 6,000-square-foot facility, and we do 5 patient events a week on top of that.
Let me just say, these guys have only been in existence since 2010.
Yeah.
That's phenomenal.
Yeah.
So obviously, my next question is, how can people who are listening tonight or at some point get involved? Because it sounds like you could use everything.
We need time, talent, resources, and connections.
Time, talent, and treasure.
Yeah, exactly right. And, you know, I always say resources and connections because it's even more than that. It's this grassroots movement. It's this community. It's people who wave on the highway when they see a car with a dragonfly bumper sticker. Because in that car could be another supporter, but it also could be a family who is dealing with a horrible situation. And just to know that people care. We encourage people to go online to our website, register to either get some information, become a volunteer, look at any number of our events. We've got a putt-putt tournament coming up at World of Golf in Kentucky, a real golf tournament at the Heritage Club on May 19th. So literally there's something happening every single week where you can come out and show your support, not just for our organization, but for these families and these kids who really are going through the worst of the worst.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned Kentucky. So mm-hmm. You're really reaching out to the greater Cincinnati region.
Very much so. We have a volunteer Northern Kentucky ambassador who has been just so instrumental in helping us get our word out there. And we're doing a food truck event in Northern Kentucky coming up, and lots of fun things are happening. And so there's something for everybody.
Well, it's so great to have both of you here.
We're so grateful.
It really is. Good luck
Thanks
this Saturday.
Us. Thank you.
This Saturday's the gala, and it's not too late.
No, not definitely
too late.
Not too late to get involved. And it'll be up in Mason, that beautiful Marriott where all the tennis players stay when they come in for the Open.
It's lovely.
It
and
is.
We have lots of surprises, and this event gets better every year.
Fantastic.
So we're looking forward to it.
Well, for more information, I urge our listeners, whether it be to volunteer, learn more, or find out how you can attend the gala this Saturday, please visit our website, WVXU.org. I've been speaking with Rhea Davidson, Vice President and co-founder of the Dragonfly Foundation, and its very first volunteer and co-chair of the gala, Donna Thurman. Thanks to you both for being here.
Thank you very much.
For Around Cincinnati, this is Robin Carey-Allgaier.